Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Bonjour and hello from Hicksville at the start of a new month, with snowdrops already popping up their heads. Though the Jess is often a couple of weeks behind the UK in that respect, I saw a host of golden daffodils just yesterday when I was back in England to see a show called ABBA Voyage, which demonstrates a whole new virtual reality. For 90 minutes, I sat there barely believing what I was seeing. We're all used to CGI now, of course, and special effects that have become quite incredible. But this is a new departure. When we're seeing films like Avatar and Dune, we're seeing images on the screen that we know have been artificially created. But this is different. 3,000 people waving their arms and applauding what is essentially a blank space. But to all of us watching, there was an unreal alchemy playing out in front of us. ABBA, the supergroup as we haven't seen them for 40 years. Boyish-looking Benny playing guitar. Agneta, the blonde one, his former wife, with the voice as clear as crystal. Flame-haired Frida, for a short time married to the mastermind of this new experience, Björn, who plays keyboard. The best of ABBA, performed by ABBA. But not just as background music. Here they're playing their music and talking to us. But of course, it isn't really them. It's their avatars. Someone had a very witty idea with that word. In close-up and on the big screens, you can see that nobody's skin could be that perfect or hair so smooth. But when you look at them on what looks like a stage in front of you, swaying, dancing around the space, moving back and forth as well as sideways, with all that great music, assisted by a real live band and backing singers, you accept that the show is real, even if they aren't. 100 years ago, we would have been looking at string puppets, but this is now a new reality. And it's just amazing. As were some of the outfits worn by members of the audience, largely ladies, it has to be said, and some of them packed quite tightly into their sequined jumpsuits with bat wings and ruffled pants, or hippie headbands in psychedelic colours. And given that we were in a purpose-built arena in the Olympic Park, and then having to go home on public transport in that get-up just adds to the fun. Well, yes, reality is changing, like drone photography, for example, which allows us to zoom out from a lion killing an antelope in a nature documentary, or watch creatures in their burrows going about their daily business as if we were there with them. But it's important to keep hold of what we know and what we understand. And here in the Gers, over the decades that I've been here, things have fundamentally not changed that much. The men still stand in the market with their hands behind their backs, discussing the events of the moment. And I can still look up at our unpolluted skies and gaze at the stars. Thank goodness. A brief film recommendation for you, which sort of mirrors today's subject, is called Argyle, and it's about a reclusive author of a series of best-selling spy novels whose idea of bliss is a night at home with her computer and her cat, Alfie. But when the plots of her fictional books, which revolve around a secret agent called Argyle and his mission to unravel a global spy syndicate, begin to mirror the covert actions of a real-life spy organization, those quiet evenings become anything but that. Accompanied by a cat allergic spy, Ellie races across the world to stay one step ahead of the killers, as the line between the fictional world and her real one begins to blur. Check it out on one of the Cine 32 websites. And see you next time, virtually speaking.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.